This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This is the Fox News Rundown Extra. I'm Dave Anthony. Today, I'll be honest, a little bit scary, because we're talking about a danger that is not just real, it's inevitable. Your personal and maybe financial information either has been or will be stolen by somebody somewhere online. That is what you were about to hear from Kurt Knudsen. But everybody just calls him Kurt the Cyber Guy, who, despite being an expert in all this and dealing with these dangers, has himself been a victim. And our conversation the other day about the threats and how to protect yourself was too long for us to include all of it into the regular Rundown podcast, so we figured it'd be a good idea to let you hear it all today. So thank you, as always, for being here. Subscribe to us, and if you already have, we appreciate it. And now Kurt the Cyber Guy on the Fox News Rundown Extra. Kurt the Cyber Guy, a tech expert, cyberguy.com. You can also find him at foxnews.com/tech. Kurt, good to have you back.
Dave, great to see you.
So we have a lot of, there's never a shortage of things to talk to you about. There is something that, there's always breaches of data, hacks and all. And there's always this dark web where people lurk. And there's a site called Biden Cash. And they have made public, at least through the dark web, millions of credit and debit cards. Is this a surprise? Is this a drop in the bucket? What is this?
This is a pretty sizable dump online. But to your point, so much is going on with our own personal data constantly that we have no idea is happening, including on our own devices. When we get hacked, oftentimes we have no way of even noticing. You can tell sometimes if your computer goes slower, if your phone gets hotter. But other than that, really, you have no idea that a hacker just got the keys to your digital world. And in this case, this is pretty brazen. This is a site, Biden Cash, that is it's an underground Russian site that trades in stolen identity, including credit card numbers. Yeah, they dumped over 2 million credit card numbers as a, hey, happy birthday gift to the world of crooks and criminal creeps. And the troubling thing here is about 811,000 of those were belong to Americans. So a vast majority of the cards belong to, and they hack Americans more than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the same time, you thought, well, who cares? If it was my credit card, I'd get a notice, and I'm not responsible for that. Most people now auto pay their credit cards, and they have no idea that one or two items slip right through, or in the worst case, you didn't look for like 90 days and now you're past the opportunity to contest anything on your credit card by law. So,
all right, let's back that up.
Yeah.
90 days. You have 90 days to contest a charge.
I'll have to check my details. But I mean, the last I looked, it was around 90 days that you had to say, all right, this is or is not mine. And then you had the right to say, that's fraud and I'm not responsible. That's your problem. So
most of the time, do the credit cards agree? Because it doesn't go along with the spending patterns.
Right. Hopefully they'll notice, but they don't always notice this. I've had my, in fact, 3 weeks ago, I had one of my credit cards. Don't know how it got stolen, but got it stolen. And only from a phone call from Citibank or whatever it was. They said, did you just buy something at Walmart in New Jersey? And I said, no, I'm in California right now. I didn't buy anything in Walmart. Anyway, not except online a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And she said, well, that's likely fraud. And I said, well, let me just see if anyone else in the family did. And nobody did. And I said, that's fraud. And so sure enough, There were about four more charges on there. Had she not called, I could have very easily just seen those be paid and not noticed, because they were only a few hundred dollars and I might not have noticed that on my credit card.
And you're the cyber guy.
I know. I should be looking. I know. But I do this now. So I do use identity theft protection only because I learned. In terms of banking, I'll use an app, but I will never do it on my investment accounts. But in all honesty, if you haven't been hacked, you're going to be hacked. It's just going to happen.
Yeah.
The hope is that you know it's happening and you want the warning, and you want also not just computers, because people think like, oh, I'm good. I have a Mac. That never gets hacked. They get hacked all the time. Well, I have a PC. I have antivirus there. Yeah, but your phone can let something ugly in just as well. And what antivirus protection will do also there really well is it'll keep you, when you get a link that's a trick for someone doing a phishing attempt to get something on your phone to pry or get your eyeballs to another website to say, oh, it's UPS, I'm just confirming a delivery of your shipment today. And meanwhile, you might be getting something or you might not, but you'll go provide some information, may not be complete, but that's okay. They'll get more information from you somewhere else. And the next thing you know, they have what's called a fool's load. They have the amount of data necessary to then go get more credit on you or go make charges on your credit card.
Fools, does that mean like Social Security?
FULLZ is how they call it. It means having the Megillah, your name, your date of birth, your email address, your home address. What else? Any of your credit card numbers? Yeah, Social Security number. I'm looking at my list here. Yeah, I hit everything. Any bank account detail. When you can put all that info together, that is called getting a fool's load.
And you're a great target at that point.
You're done. You're done at that point. So ideally, antivirus protection on all of your devices, everyone in the family, because one thing lets it into the rest of the group. And identity protection is a really good idea at this point. It is costly for some people, but I'd rather be warned that my Social Security number was just used by somebody somewhere else for something big that might happen and really be detrimental to my credit, especially if I'm, say, after we get through this horrendous financial loan time where the interest rates are so high, I'm going to go out and refinance. Well, if this happens, the bank's going to say, yeah, we would, but that Cadillac you bought and never paid, wait, I never bought a Cadillac.
So then you
end up having to undo that. And do you think you're going to get that loan that day or that week?
No, it's going to take time to undo things like that.
It's a nightmare.
If you get hacked like that. So a lot of people think that if, let's say they have an iPhone, that, well, I have the update, right? And that Apple has good security.
They do.
I mean, I do get texts all the time. My Amazon account's been blocked. My Netflix account's been blocked. Enter information.
And it's bogus, right?
Yeah, all that stuff gets bogus.
Yeah.
So I just delete all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, good protection would have stopped the link. It would have made the link dead, so that even if you got that and you're multitasking, we all get busy. You're on the phone. You glance. You go, wait, what is this? You click it. Boom. You're done. This will keep that from happening. So it's a good tool to use against what inevitably is just going to get worse and worse.
Okay. Let me ask you. You talked about banking. Is it safer to bank on, say, an iPad or an iPhone or anything else using the interface online, or is it safer to use an app?
Well, they all have secure layer technology that protects you to some degree.
A lot of two-factor authentic. Like, a lot of them have two-factor.
Well, 2FA is fine, but if I'm a hacker and I'm already on your phone, I don't need any of that. I just saw what your two-factor requirements are.
Okay, right.
So I can now own your phone and answer it on my dime. I can have a text come to me and verify it. So that's not going to offer you protection that what the bank does, but the fact is laws do protect you to some degree about fraud. In bank fraud, you're not responsible for everything, but you got to catch it in time. And for me, I will never, ever, and in fact, I asked my financial management people that do, long-term investing, please put on my record, do not allow online access.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if it'll stop it. I said, I don't care. I want that on there, because if one day you screw up, I want to say I said I didn't want this, and I don't want my accounts to the world. And why did I do that? because I've reported on technology for decades. And so,
but a lot of people have investments, 401ks,
yeah.
or they have accounts with a Fidelity or yeah. any other
companies.
And you
have some protection to some degree. What is it? I'd have to look at that figure. But is
but
it,
they shouldn't manage
million.
That online. They should do that on the phone.
I wouldn't. Yeah, I do phones for trades. I do fax. I do the old-fashioned fax machine if I have to authorize by signature anything. I do not do it electronically, and I simply use the telephone. And, you know, I haven't been hacked there. But what I have, I don't know. I don't want to risk it. I don't want my retirement to go out. I don't want to have to fight to get my retirement money back one day.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. Whether stocks are hitting new all-time highs or in freefall mode, opportunities abound. So why are so many potential investors still sitting on the sidelines? In a new season of my podcast, I'm going to get you in the game. After 38 years on Wall Street, I'm ready to impart some lessons and get you invested in the greatest wealth-generating machine in history. Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
I was in the kitchen here in the office a week ago, and I walked in. Nobody was there, but there was a phone on the counter. Somebody left it there. We have a lot of people here in the office. But what was interesting, it wasn't just a phone with a black screen. It was unlocked. It was open. Now, I don't know who it was, and the phone was gone later, so somebody must have realized it. But then I saw this Wall Street Journal story. That person, if somebody had taken that phone, could have had a real nightmare, because there is a story the Wall Street Journal had done about theft, but we think of cyber theft, online theft, but there have been people who've had their physical iPhones stolen, and that seems to be something that thieves are trying to do, and that seems like a real ball game over issue.
These are hackers that operate as a gang. And the way that story went, pretty amazing. Girl's out at a bar. She's like just anybody else on a Friday night, just meeting up with friends, having a good time. And the gang, they planted themselves in the bar all over the place. One person's job is to peg her, identify the target.
The mark.
Yeah. She's the mark. And the other one is on the other side of her, and at some point, you know she's going to take a picture with a friend and whatnot,
mm-hmm. right?
And maybe it's dark in there, so face ID is not going to work, and she's going to punch in her passcode.
Mm-hmm.
And when she does that, now they move on to step three.
So they watched her put that in.
They got the mark. They got the passcode, and now they're going to physically get that phone in their hands, and they then will use the fourth or fifth person to get it out the door. And then they will, in a matter of 60 seconds, take over that phone and a number of her security apparatus inside of that, including Apple ID.
So within 1 minute, she is locked out of her phone.
And here's where Apple's in hot water on this one. So it's weird because this is like under our nose the whole time, and now it seems just
terrifying.
It's
so basic and simple, though.
Yes, and so terrifying what we have inherently unlocked on our phone if we get that passcode open. And then Apple has provided a path where you don't need to put in your password again for your Apple ID in order to change it if the passcode is open. So I suspect Apple's going to be making some enhancements to this because they have to.
Yeah, because if
cats
they steal
the
your
bag,
phone, they have it, they unlock it, and then they can change the face ID and the passcode both, right?
Instantly. And at the same time, the girl who lost her phone, who an hour later is ready to go home and she's had a good night out with her friends, says, "Where's my phone?"
Can't find it, right. I misplaced it, now it's going
to goes to her computer or her friend's phone and goes on iCloud.com and logs on and says, "Sorry, we're not letting you in."
Yeah.
"Oh, well, I lost my pal. Click the I lost my password, or I can't get in. Something's not working." She does that and says, that's not correct.
So locked out totally.
Locked out, and the code comes to the other people about what she's doing.
Wait a minute, how do you get back in?
Can you don't. You don't.
You're done.
You're done. You're absolutely screwed. So Apple's got to find a way to meet this problem because it's growing. Because crime is running around. Now that this story went out, more criminals are going to be doing this. So keep your phone close. Remember when you would walk up to some areas of the country, you'll go up to an ATM,
yeah.
and at the kind of thoughtful banks, they have that guard so no one could see you punching your credit card code to get cash out of the machine for a debit card. This is similar to your phone. You got to guard your passcode at this point. You got to make sure you're not doing that out in the open.
But a lot of us, you just look at your phone and it opens so that they don't at least get that. But here's the thing that worries me the most is, back to the phone and her being locked out. Now that they have her phone, any app that she has for banking, they have access to.
Shopping.
Apple, if she has the Apple card, if she uses Apple Cash, right? All that, they have it all.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people have taken screenshots, say, of a transaction that they did with somebody just to have a receipt of it.
Mm-hmm. Venmo, PayPal.
They have all of that.
Yeah. Transfer money.
So she has to find, if this happens to you, you have to go to every institution you do business with.
And undo this nightmare.
Wow.
It's a humongous problem. And it's one we've just become aware of and by the way, it was right under our noses and we never really thought about it. We didn't just draw the lines. And they did such a brilliant job in that Wall Street Journal story of showing how quickly and how dangerous this is. And I suspect, Apple's working on another version. And by the way, you say I update my software on my phone all the time. I do too. I have it set to automatic. Doesn't mean, by the way, automatic really does it when it comes out. If you've ever noticed that, you can go there and there's an update waiting for you. So you're days before that automatic thing kicks in. Where's the protection from when a threat was identified and then they finally fixed it and rolled out this security fix? We're talking weeks, minimum weeks, that your phone is exposed to a huge vulnerability. What we're noticing is that despite the fact that iPhones have much better security and fewer vulnerabilities than, say, Android or other platforms, they still have them, and they're huge. And now they have access to so much more of our world is in control of this phone, from unlocking our front door at home to cameras on our kids to school information, medical information, banking, as you've talked about, every place we shop online on our phone, it's all there for the thief to just pry open and get into and create an absolute nightmare for us financially.
Yeah, and you have nothing to do about it.
Not now. But what I would say is, again, the passcode thing is one thing. We're going to have that. We're going to watch that unfold. Sure, there's going to be more spikes in that kind of crime.
Yeah.
But it's the overall issue of how often we're hacked and how easily we're targeted. And, everybody's talking about ChatGPT and this bot that can do, it's this artificial intelligence that's generative, that can act like a human being, and it can. And you don't believe hackers are going to get their hands on that and start using it to manipulate us and try to get into our devices more easily? It's just the volume's just about to be turned up even more. So to me at this point, if you don't have antivirus protection, it's like driving around your car without a seatbelt, having no insurance in the car, just hoping things will go okay. They're not going to. You're going to get into an accident one day. You're going to wish you had the seatbelt on. You're going to then wish, I have to pay for my car and somebody else's car maybe. So just all you got to do is get protection before this is happening and just make sure you're selecting good stuff. There's a lot of garbage on the market. There's a lot of really good protection on the market.
And I'm thinking about when it comes to the phones, how many times we've all been in public or waiting for a bus or waiting for a subway or anything where we're on our phones, not paying much attention. If somebody grabbed, this happened with AirPods, people just grabbing AirPods from behind people and running. If they just take a phone out of your hand, it's already unlocked.
Well, yes. And to the headphones, by the way, the AirPods Max, which is the $500 fancy headphones, there's a rash of crime in New York City right now where these gangs come up on mopeds, snatch them off your head and drive away. In 2 seconds, they're gone.
But what if they're doing that with phones?
They will. I was cognizant of this as I came to see you today. We're in the same building, but I had gone back home and I took the subway back here and I thought, there's a there's a kid coughing behind me, and it got really crowded, so I put on my mask. Of course, inherently, I'm just sitting there, so I'm going to check my phone.
Right.
And there I was, putting in my passcode, as like four people were staring right over my shoulder, and I thought, wow, if this isn't the dumbest thing I did when I even know not to do this. And then I got in the building, and of course, we trust our colleagues. I'm not worried about it in the elevator here, but sure enough, I had to do it again in the elevator. And just because it wasn't reading my face, and I was like, oh, I just did it again. And I mean, that's minutes ago. How many other times did I do it today? How many times did you do it today? It's crazy. It's crazy how vulnerable we become.
Kurt Knudsen, Kurt the Cyber Guy. You can find him at cyberguy.com, also foxnews.com/tech. Always good to talk to you. A little scary to talk to you.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Thanks for being here.
Good to see you, Dave.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. Congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.